Isn't it odd how God can take an image from a person's childhood and remind them of it years later? And that's true for me today. I'm reflecting back on a time when I was a kid in elementary school riding the school bus, and every day that bus route took us slowly past a house that somebody had dreamed to build. And as I look out that school bus window, as we were chugging along, I would see the foundation of that home. The center blocks had all been laid. The grading had taken place. No grass was sown, just some weeds coming up. And that was probably when I was in about fourth grade. But I remember when I was in the eighth grade, some 4 years later, seemed like a lifetime at the time, some 4 years later, that foundation was still there. And I wondered, why wasn't this house built? I did, even at that age. I thought, what happened? Did they run out of money? Did somebody get sick or die? Did the family get a break up, and was there a divorce? But something happened, because someone had dreamed a dream. Someone had planned and began the work, but it wasn't finished. But I'm reminded today, when I think about God's word, that God begins a work, and when he does, we can be sure that he is going to finish it. He began a good work in me, and when I look in the mirror and I see, sometimes with disappointment, the person that I am, or the believer that I am, or the lack of faith that I have, I get disappointed in me. But I'm encouraged to know that God's not finished with me. He's going to finish. I know he will. God's every prophecy that we ever find in the Word of God from the Old Testament, it's all coming true, all come true. And we just now wait for his return, because he keeps every single promise, and anything he says, he does. And I was just amazed that, just 10 years before I was born, 10 years before I was born, the nation of Israel became the nation of Israel. It was formed in 1948. Now, I know for most of us, we think that that's like been forever and ever, but it's really not been that long. It's just been 74 years since Israel has been a nation. But God did that. It was prophesied hundreds, of years and long ago, but God did it. And just like he brought that nation together, well, he's going to finish every other good work that he's doing. He'll complete it, and he will do as he has promised in my life and in your life. And so, just a word of encouragement on this dreary January day, as I look out my window, that there's a God out there, and he is working on you and me, and he is keeping every promise that he ever made, and we can be sure that the promises we have for eternity are real. But not only that, the intimate promises that he has made to you and me, we know are true. God is shaping us to the image of his Son. And one of these days before long, all this will be past, and heaven will be our home, and we'll be gathered around the throne. Sin will be no more. No more lies, no more death, no more pain, no more suffering, no more sorrow, no more worry, no more debt, no more machines tearing up, no more bodies tearing up. You can just pretty much name it, and you can count on it. If it's sin, it'll be gone. And I know this because God keeps every promise, and he that began a good work in you will finish it, will complete it. And that's a promise that we can count on. This has been Joe Barrett with 5 Minutes of Grace. Have a blessed day.